Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Karen Forrester and Julie Quasmorno join us for this episode as they discuss the new PowerView capabilities found in Excel 2013. Tune in as they chat about PowerView's many advantages for self-service BI analysis and how you can use this new feature to easily build your own business intelligence solutions. Karen, the mic is yours.
Welcome to TechNet Radio. This is Karen Forster. I'm a director at Microsoft, and I've started a new blog on MSDN called Customer Reviews of Server and Tools Business Products. And today we're speaking with one of the contributors to that blog, who's a SQL Server expert. In fact, her alias is MS SQL Girl, and her name is Julie Quasmorno. Julie, would you care to introduce yourself?
Okay, sure. Thank you, Karen. Hi, my name is Julie Quasmorno. I'm currently a consultant at Lobster Pot Solutions, and my specialty is in the SQL Server and BI space. I am also a speaker in the SQL Server space, so I do a lot of, I speak at a lot of SQL Server community events such as SQL Saturday, local user group events, and also at the PaaS Summit. And I would say that I am a PowerView enthusiast, so I'm quite happy to discuss that today with you.
Awesome. Yeah, the customer review that you wrote was about using PowerView and Excel. Do you want to, for those people who maybe haven't used PowerView yet, explain what PowerView is and how it works?
Sure. So PowerView allows you to do interesting interactive data exploration and data analysis, and it was built on the premise of a single click or just simply drag and drop. So I really like it just because it's very easy to use, and with the in terms of the backend, you can use PowerPivot, also SQL Server Tabular Model. So the backend is going to be pretty fast because it's using the in-memory technology. The PowerView side of it, it's going to be nice because it's very simple, very easy to use, and it allows you to do many different things. For example, you can do reporting on KPIs or doing reporting on map features or map the map data. So yeah, I think it's really great, a really great reporting solution to use.
So if someone is watching this video and they're a SQL Server professional, what do you think they need to know to get started using this?
One thing to be able to take advantage of the PowerView simplicity is to have really good data. So if you have a really good data warehouse, you can just connect to that or connect your PowerPivot to that, or connect or build a tabular model and connect to that database. Or if you have other multiple data sources, for example, Oracle or text files and all these things, you can bring them all together into PowerPivot or into tabular model solution and build PowerView on top of that. And because PowerView is now available in Excel, it's more affordable. In the past, we only have SharePoint 2010. And there has been a bit of a debate whether or not it's worth buying the license for SharePoint Enterprise Edition just to get the advantage of PowerView. So, but now you don't have to worry about that anymore since it's available in Excel 2013.
That's really exciting. So if I'm an end user and I need to have a report, usually I will just go to my IT department and say, hey, run me this report. Does this make it easier for me as an end user to do my own reporting?
Yes, definitely, because you can use, as long as you know the data source or the data connection that you have to make, and as long as you have the right permission, you'll be able to connect to that database or whatever the source is, and then build your own reporting. And the key thing, I think, is having a good data quality.
Yeah, it's always junk in, junk out, right? So if I'm an IT professional and I want to make this available to my users, what do I need to do?
It's just as simple as having the Excel 2013 installed onto your desktop. And as long as the data source is available and opened to the users, they can just start using it straight away.
Great. Julie, you're a consultant for some large companies and some small companies. Are you seeing that people are more interested now in how to get the most value out of the data that they have?
Yeah, definitely. I think in the past, probably around 5 years or so, businesses are getting more and more competitive, whether it's large or small. They want to get the most out of their data. And on top of that, they also use different sort of services. So the data could be coming from third party where they buy the data, or they use free data that's available from the Azure website.
Julie, when you are working with customers, what's the biggest request that you get from them about their data and business intelligence?
They want to be able to access their data really quick. That's probably the single most wanted request. And on top of that, they want to be able to, access the different types of data that they have. And this could be from just generic sort of, customer information, but could also be on sort of map feature or being able to analyze data over geospatial sort of point of view.
That's fascinating. And you give a really good example in your customer review of using different kinds of data. Are these from projects that you've worked on before, or were these just examples that you thought would be good to demonstrate the power?
That's actually an interesting question. I have been visiting the States for quite a bit in the past, probably a couple of years, and I noticed that the States can have a little bit of, I suppose, natural disasters. So I was actually interested in earthquake incidents. And at the time, it was probably a few weeks before I was visiting Portland. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm just going to play around with the data a little bit because I'm going to use it for SQL Saturday demo. So I just built something to see the sort of nearest earthquake incidents around Portland. So it was something fun, and I thought that because in most cases, people build reporting solutions for businesses or profit organizations. So I thought if I could provide these samples so that, it could be used at sort of personal level or for nonprofit organizations, that would be great. And it's kind of fun as well.
That's really cool. And every SQL Server professional can relate to being able to use the tool for their own personal use. I know of someone who uses SQL Server and Power Pivot for their wine collection. So there are all sorts of ways that you can use data.
Yeah. I mean, there can be a lot of different types of analysis that you can do with Power View. One of the more interesting ones that I've seen or that I have built so far is how to link geographical location as well as sort of customer profile or customer attributes, for example, marital status or occupation, and how they progress from lead into being customer into being sort of loyal subscribers as well.
That's really cool. Well, I think in the past, people who have specialized in BI, it's been a really complex area to work in. It seems to me like it's getting easier now on the front end. Is it easier on the back end as well?
To some degree, yes. For example, just having tabular model as well as Power Pivot, it's so easy now to connect to the different data sources. But I think there are two things that we have to keep in mind with all these good visualization tools, that data governance and data quality are still very important. Whether or not you're a small company or a big company, it's just that you want to be able to rely on your reports. So even if you have really great visualization from this Power View or other tools, you still want to be able to 100% rely on your reports.
That's a great point. So the tools that you are talking about are in SQL Server 2012 and Office 2013. Are there tips that you would have for somebody who's just migrating to the new versions?
Yes, I think since the first time Power View was released, there has been quite a lot of features that they've just packed into the new version of Power View with an Excel 2013 and SQL Server 2012 SP1. So if you're looking into upgrading to SQL Server 2012, it's definitely worthwhile to check out SQL Server 2012 SP1. All the KPIs, the drill down features, the map features, they're only available in SQL Server 2012 SP1 or Excel 2013.
That's a great point. Yep. So in closing, do you have advice for someone who's interested in using these capabilities after they read your customer review? What should be their next steps?
I would recommend downloading, I think from the article that I've posted, there are quite a few examples, including from Microsoft as well, the Microsoft BI team. I've also posted a couple of workbooks that you can play around with, so definitely worth checking out at mssqlgirl.com.
Right, yes, your website, mssqlgirl.com, is a great resource for anybody who wants to learn more about the kinds of things that you've been doing. And we hope that other people will take inspiration from you and also write some customer reviews for us as well. Thank you very much, Julie. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, Karen. It's been a pleasure. Wow.
And I look forward to seeing more of your reviews on the customer review site.
Yes, no problem. We'll do soon.
Thank you.